Fab Lab Podcast, Episode 7, Advertising 101 for Stone Shops.
Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you own or manage a stone shop and would like to reduce your frustration while increasing your profits, you've come to the right place. As the owner of a prominent Pacific Northwest stone shop with over two decades of experience and the author of the book Less Chaos, More Cash, our host knows more than just a little bit about the challenges of owning and operating a shop. You'll hear down-to-earth, real-life solutions you can implement today to calm your shop operation and generate more profit. Thanks for joining us, and here's our host, Aaron Crowley.
Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. I am your host, Aaron Crowley, and I am so glad to be with you today talking about advertising for stone shops. We're about to have our 20-year anniversary in our stone shop this October, and I would say for probably the last 17 years, we have been focused on residential countertop installations where we have contracted directly with the homeowner, and in those cases, there's not a designer, there's not a flooring store salesperson or a big box store associate or a contractor who's sending us the drawings or bringing us the work. It's been work that we've had to go out on our own and generate. And so we have had to figure out how to advertise effectively to generate the necessary interest and ultimately the sales that will continue to keep our business in business. And so over those 17 years, I have made, I think, every single solitary mistake known to mankind as it relates to advertising. And in addition, we have learned how to successfully advertise in the residential retail countertop market. And so today I'm going to share with you some of my experiences. I want to show you, or I should say, tell you about the three most important foundational principles for advertising that you need to know before you go out and spend any advertising money, before you spend any more advertising dollars. Because if you're not following these three principles and you're spending money on advertising, you're literally tearing up those dollar bills, throwing them onto the floor of your shop and hosing them down into your slurry tank. So many companies don't get their money's worth out of their advertising because they don't understand these principles. And so I'm going to share those with you today. And those principles are these. Number one, who is your target market? Critical, single most important aspect to successful advertising is who is your target market. The second principle is, what is your message to that market? And third, how do you select a channel to get that message to your target market? So let's get started. The first principle, who is your target customer, target market? I'll never forget my mentor, Ray Van Wetten, probably 16 or 17 years ago, where he was meeting with me for coffee and he asked me this question. So, Aaron, who's your customer? And I said, well, of course, anybody who wants granite countertops. And he slammed his fist down on the table at the Starbucks and said, wrong. Everybody is not your customer. Everybody cannot be your customer. You have got to narrow your focus and choose a segment of the marketplace to serve. Wow, that was a revelation. And boy, is it true. You see, the reality is, in our countertop industry, there's a whole spectrum of purchasers of granite countertops. You've got homeowners, but within homeowners, you've got baby boomers who are retired with lots of disposable income. You've got busy professionals, and you've got people that are selling their homes. You've got builders who are building custom homes. You've got builders who are doing multifamily, and then you got builders that are doing track homes, subdivisions. You got dealers like flooring stores, big box stores, designers that are all brokering granite and quartz countertops. Then you got remodeling contractors. Some of them are working out of the back of their trucks as a one-man show, all the way up to the other end of the spectrum where you got full-scale remodeling firms with design centers and staff and salespeople and project managers and whatnot. And so, yes, they're all looking for granite and quartz countertops, but no, you cannot possibly advertise to all of them. Even if you could figure out how to serve them all, you couldn't possibly advertise to them successfully or effectively because they're all looking for something very different. And so that's the first principle. Who is your target market is really the discipline of knowing who your customer is. And it's got to be narrow, it's got to be defined, and it's got to be a segment of the market that you are familiar with. And so there's three points to this first principle. And the first is you got to build a profile. You've got to be able to define who it is that you want to do work for. In our business, the residential retail, what we call countertop replacement, we know that our target customer is a female, 55 years and older, lives in a home with a value of $500,000 or more, still has an income of at least $100,000, even though many of them are retired, and they live in Southwest Portland, or what we like to call the Southwest Corridor. Our demographic does not live in Northeast Portland. Our demographic, by and large, does not live in Southeast Portland. And so that profile, understanding not only who they are, but where they are, is critical. You've got to build a profile of your target customer if you are going to successfully advertise to them. If you are going to get your message in front of those people, you have to know who they are. The second aspect of this first principle of who is your target market is you've got to understand what it is they value. In that list of countertop buyers, they all want a countertop, of course, but they all value different aspects of the process. Some of them want convenience. Some of them want price. Some of them want speed. Some of them want selection. There's just no end to the variety of preferences that the segments of the market are going to want, and you can't possibly serve them all. You can't possibly understand them all. So once again, defining that profile and then working to understand what is it that this segment of the marketplace that you're already most likely pretty familiar is, what is it that they value? You have to absolutely know that if you are going to advertise successfully. And the last principle, or I should say the last step in this first principle, is how do you do that? How do you get a demographic profile of your target customer? How do you work to understand what it is that they value? Well, we've used surveys, and I don't mean to overcomplicate this. It is nothing more than a single page with a bunch of questions on it, with a bunch of multiple choice answers on our letterhead sent to our customers, asking them basically about themselves. And what we realized, the people that we were most familiar with, in reality, they were different than what we assumed. And so doing that survey, or doing those surveys we do them periodically, is really, really important. And just a brief kind of primer on how to do a survey: age, income, education, professional background, home value, zip code, what were they looking for in a countertop provider, why did they choose your company, things like that that give you insight into who they are, how old they are, where they live, and what drove their buying decision. Once you understand that, then you can begin getting into the second principle. So that's the first principle. Who is your target market? It's got to be narrow, got to be defined, and it's one you're familiar with. Once you know that, you can move into the second principle, was what is the message to that target market? And I like to use the phrase message alignment. You see, if you understand your customer, that's only part of the battle in successful advertising. You not only have to understand what it is that they value, you've also got to be able to convey your company's unique ability to provide that value or to meet the need, the specific, narrow, unique need that they have as that segment of the market. You got to be able to do that. You have to be able to demonstrate that. So your messaging, when you are messaging, developing a communication with your prospective customer base, with your target market, the goal here is to show them that you understand what they value and that that is what you provide. And like I said, that list of different countertop buyers is going to be very different from segment to segment to segment. And that's why you've got to demonstrate that. That's your message. But there's a third component to message alignment, and that gets back to your company's capability. It's one thing to know a segment of the market well enough to realize, hey, they have a need, and then to develop a message that says, hey, we understand what you want and we can provide it for you. The problem is that if you can't provide it, or you really don't provide it, you're just saying that you do, now you've got a conflict. You've got a problem. You cannot be successful long term serving a segment of the market that you're really not capable of serving. And so all of those have to align: your company's abilities, your understanding, and the message that you are going to deliver to that segment of the market, your target market, so that you can generate leads that turn into sales and ultimately turn into profit for your countertop company. So that's the second principle. Message alignment. What is the message you need to deliver to that segment of the marketplace you've chosen to serve? Now, the third principle. How will you get your message to your target market? Well, on the surface, that's easy. I mean, there's just an endless array of advertising channels to choose from. You got print, you got radio, you got cable TV, you got internet. Those are the four kind of pillars of advertising today. In print, you got magazines, newspapers, even coupon mailers. You know, in radio, AM, FM, talk radio, music, cable TV, unbelievable power there. The demographic information that is available now in this digital age because of all cable being digital and because of the fact that Google is tracking you, Facebook is tracking you and selling your information, as we've recently learned. It is unbelievable how much demographic information is available for cable TV advertising. It is amazing. You can get so focused, so narrowed down to zip codes, down to ages, down to income brackets. It's incredible. So you can target, that's the truest sense of the word. You can target your target market. Internet, same thing, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. So those are the channels. Those are the vehicles by which your message would get to the customer, but that's the easy part. The difficult part is understanding the difference between audience and demographic. You see, all of those print publications are going to have an audience that receives them. But that's not good enough. An advertising salesperson is going to say, our magazine reaches 52,000 people in the Portland metro area. Okay, well, that's fine. That's your overall audience. I want to know how many of my target demographic, my target market, the profile that I have built, how many of those are going to receive this magazine? That's the question. So when you are evaluating the channels as to how you will get your message to your target market, you've got to know the difference. You've got to be able to see through the smoke screen that most advertising salespeople are going to throw up for you, talking about how large of a reach their publication or their radio or their cable TV is going to have. The only thing that matters is the number of people in that audience that fit your demographic profile, i.e. your target market. So that's the first thing you need to do, is understand that. The second thing you need to do is that you need to ask for that information. You need to demand any and all potential advertising providers, provide you with the demographic breakdown. You give them the profile and you say, I want to see the numbers on how many of my target customer are in your audience so I can get a better idea of how concentrated your audience is and how much reach I will get for what it's going to cost me to advertise with you. So that's the third principle. How do you get your message out matters based on the demographic profile within each of those audiences for each of those channels. And so those are the three principles. Who's your target market? If you don't know that, you got to get to work on that. What is the message, or what is your message alignment? Do you understand what they value? Can you create a message that conveys that your company is uniquely capable of providing what they value? And thirdly, not only are you good at creating a message, are you good at actually delivering on the promise? Can you actually provide them what it is that they're looking for? And thirdly, how do you get your message out to your target market? Understanding the different audiences, the different demographic breakdowns inside of all of those advertising channels. Once you understand those principles, then you are ready to start actually considering advertising. But you don't want to spend any money. You don't want to spend any money until you have a firm grasp of these three principles. So those are the three foundational principles for successful advertising, but they're just the foundation. You got to have that before you can actually start evaluating advertising opportunities and developing a budget, crafting messages that are effective, and actually signing advertising agreements with those providers. And the great news is that is the subject of our next episode. Episode 8, we're going to talk about the 7 steps to successful advertising. That'll be live next Tuesday. In the meantime, I invite you to check out fabricatorsfriend.com, listen to some of our other podcasts, check out our fantastic line of fab gear, our stone sleeves, our bulletproof aprons, our fab jackets. And if you still got time, check out the process page where I've got my book, Less Chaos, More Cash, available. So, fellow fabricator, it has been great to join you on this podcast. I wish you the best. And until next time, happy fabricating.